Alpha Echo 8, India, November.
CQ from WAPIJ. And a KPP.
KCAQ Joe, mobile monitoring statewide 1.
KE2 BMY. And a KPP mobile statewide 5-1. And a KPP.
KCAQ Joe, mobile monitoring.
Hello, Thomas.
Vasa is low, so you done with work now?
How far away are you? And a KPP.
15 in Crooks, and at Walmart at a whole road and Russia.
Pretty good. Back off the mic, bud. You are loud. Strong and loud. DMR don't like strong and loud. So, well, good. Yeah, I threw my call out on FBI. Nobody answered, and then somebody said something that I didn't know what it was, so I didn't respond back. Plus, I didn't hear him very well. And other than that, not too much. Heading home, believe it or not. I had to go see a client down in the Grosse Pointe, Detroit line. I didn't get out of there till 10 minutes ago, and now I get to fight with the northbound traffic or northwestbound traffic on good old I-94.
Well, if you were down that area, I would have taken Jefferson all the way till the curved round there at Shook and then jumped on 94 east there.
Actually, I lucked out. It really isn't that bad, believe it or not. Hold on, I gotta get the phone.
Do I sound a little bit better? I pulled the mic away and I'm talking across. That's probably when I first grabbed it. I was grabbed it and just hit them and just keyed up. Relocate the reception device.
I don't know if it's just me or what, but there's a loud bite there.
Give me a second. Let me turn down the mic paint. Let's see what happens.
That sounds much better, and they throw their call out really fast, and they don't get things time to connect or, you know, whatever. They talk like they're analog, and then, you know, you don't hear their sign. You know, you hear the last letter of their call sign and things like that. That's why when I always throw my call out, I do it like you did. You know, key the mic, give it a little bit, a quarter second, half a second, throw my call out, say where I'm at, throw my call out again, you know. A little bit of redundancy, that way somebody hears you, so it's not as instantaneous as analog or P25, but, you know, I think it's pretty acceptable if everything is right and you use it like you're supposed to use it.
It is actually a 35-year habit. Actually, no. 40-year habit. I've been doing it since 1986 on the old VHF 39.4 frequency for LA County. They taught us that in the Explorer Academy. Is when you key the mic, you wait, you know, you key it up one time and then you key it up a second time because by that time the repeater's open. Or you key it up once, wait 3 seconds and then talk. And then it gives the repeater allowed to acknowledge the TL and then hit the transmit. So I've been doing it for a long time. So it's just an automatic habit. Even analog, I do it.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes you hear these, you know. I mean, as far as signal strength goes, I think DMR is pretty good. I mean, you get more distance out of it than you do with analog, you know, because it's looking for bits and dots and all sorts of little noises, and it's got ear correction and everything else like that. So I think that part of it, I think distance-wise, I think it's much better, you know, but I think for the audio quality, you know, you just got to be right. You know, you got to have the microphone right level. You got to have, you know, got to give it a second or two where millisecond's probably too much, you know, but I just think if everybody does everything right, I think that that's it. You know, everybody talks about, oh, it sounds tinny, or oh, it sounds that, and oh, it does that, and everything else like that. So, and some of it, too, is Chinese radios. So, you know, the one you got, you know, that's going to sound really, really well. You know, I think I sound pretty well because, you know, I got a radio that, you know, I don't want to say I got a lot of money in it, but it was a lot of money at the time for what it was. And so I think it all adds up, you know.
Oh, definitely. Now I'm just going through my old spot because I didn't have a chance to get over to MTC or DDT, so I'm just going through my open spot right now. I'm cheating. And I forgot that open spot with good connection, they blast the audio on it.
Are you going to be able to help this weekend?
Yeah, I already told my boss I have to take my work van out to that and get that and do that on Saturday. So, plus I built the better half that, yeah, this is a thing I got to do on Saturday. It's important. And she understands, you know. So, yeah, definitely. I don't have an issue with it right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was planning on being there, but I got a business, both business and pleasure. So, but we're going out there a day or two early for pleasure, and then I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I got meetings. But whatever, nonetheless, it's in Punta Cana, so it's a must-go. I wonder if they got a repeater down there in Punta Cana where I can talk back.
Bring your open spot. And you'll have to be able to talk everywhere.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the cellular charges. Sometimes they get pretty extravagant, especially if you start eating up data. Around here, we don't care about data. Our cell phone bills, things of that nature, it's really no big deal. Down there, I don't know. Every place is different. You get 1 gig, 1 meg, 500 meg. I don't know what it is, but I sure don't have to want to come back with a $1,000 phone bill for the luxury of talking on ham radio, which is basically talking on a cellular connection the way I look at open spot. But to each his own. I'm more of an RF guy myself.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that ultimate. Oh, maybe just do that thing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Can't do that either. That's data.
Yeah, well, I guess if you can get on a Wi-Fi or something like that, I imagine they probably would have that there. I'll ask right away. But usually when you stay at these hotels, they limit the Wi-Fi. I don't blame them. They limit your speed. But I don't know if they're good enough for voice. Maybe I'll try.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, I've got this 4G LTE cellular modem I picked up, and I've had it sit in there. And just with the radio, I really don't use that much data on it, I don't think. They're smaller than actual gaming or movies. I think the radio packets are gig on radio, unless you talk about a lot.
Now, when you do this, do you use your handy talk to you, or do you use your mobile?
Well, right now I'm using my HT, like I said, through the Shark RF, to my LTE. Now, when I get back to Motorola, I definitely will stay on the towers. That makes it a lot easier. And then when I get out of sync or out of range or something, then I'll pick it up off my HT.
Text me your credentials for your open spot, and I'll put them in there, too, for you. You know, just in case, you know, you have to go up to the land of far, far, far away, and that way you can have it. And, you know, I kicked your low power up to 15 watts. It was set at 10 watts. So I kicked it up to 15 watts. So you're at 15 watts and 30 watts.
You already got an MI5 in there buzzing around on a stand. Perfect. I guess I'm driving out in that area. And we can run a test on it, give it a shot, see what we get.
No, I'm just saying if there's something else you want to talk on, let's say you want to talk to Rush there or somebody like that in your little spot, you know, that way you'll be able to do it with your mobile. You never know. You know, you get stranded somewhere and you get bored. Maybe you want to talk to somebody far, far away, you know, Kentucky or something.
The only thing I want to program in there is East Coast Reflector. I used to go on 91 and chit-chat on there and off it when I was. But it is 91 and 31 on my and the cables and 3 are so busy, I can't even disconnect from my hotspot. And then on GMRS, you know, I mess around on that, but that's even getting super busy by one guy out there just monopolizing the channel. It drives me crazy.
I'm not sure what's going on, but you're throwing a carrier, but you're not throwing any audio. So, anyways, enough of that. I got to let you go, but if you want to put it in there, throw it to me, and I can make 3,100 and whatever you said, 91 or 92 as a talk group, and I can just give it on a separate zone. So I'm going to talk on the Utah in a KPP pulling in his driveway.
Sounds like a plan. I probably had it drop in data. Open spots right here, so. And it's linked into Brandmeister, so I just type in my handheld. But 73 on your final. I'll chat you later. Text you later. KPKJ.
KPP. KU2DNY monitoring. KPP.